Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. It's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Does this feel like it's the opener? It seems like forever since the Indians played a game.
You know, Hammy, it's been a while. And, you know, the one nice thing is it's going to be 72 degrees tonight. I mean, we've played four games, and it's been frigid. And the two we didn't play were even worse. So we had a day off yesterday, which is good. Even though we haven't played, the guys know they have a day off. You know, some guys golf, some guys fish, whatever, just to get away from the ballpark. And then today, pretty much everybody was out. Josh Tomlin threw a simulated game. Guys hit off of him in between. We had coaches throw. We had guys taking ground balls. So we got a workout in without dragging them in on the off day. And I think it worked out pretty well.
I don't know if I've ever seen a team happier to play at Tropicana Field than the Indians.
And the manager. I mean, it's nice to know that we're going to play. We're going to play on time unless something crazy happens, and you don't have to wear six sweatshirts. So it'll be really welcome.
You mentioned early hitting today, Terry. Is that because you had a couple of days off? And tie that into Josh Tomlin, because he missed a turn, obviously, with all the cancellations.
Well, one is when we knew we weren't going to play Sunday, we sat down with Josh and tried to figure out, okay, how do we get to Saturday? Because that's when he's going to pitch. And we talked about putting him in the bullpen, but then realizing that we were going to have the field early, it just seemed to make sense to keep him on a little bit of a routine as opposed to maybe pitching an inning or, you know, not knowing out of the bullpen. You know, everybody knows Josh. He'd do anything. So we're trying to look at his best interests. He handled today really well. He got a lot out of it, which is not surprising. And it's hard to bump guys, but if we didn't, we'd have had to bump four, and that's harder, and he understands it, which is good.
Well, you and I talked about it. I mean, you saw some really good pitching, obviously, to start the season, and then you get more, not only this series, the New York Mets, then the Seattle Mariners. I mean, it's like, how do hitters ever get into any kind of a rhythm?
Well, it just seems like, you know, every time you look up, you're seeing really good pitching, and it's throughout the league. Now, the fortunate part of that is so do we. I'm sure they're saying the same thing when they see Salazar, Carrasco, you know, Kluber. So, but it, you're right. There seems like there's a lot of good starting pitching.
What about this Tampa Bay ball club, Tito? How do you look at them? Have your reports told you anything maybe that you didn't realize coming in?
Well, I mean, we always certainly look at the reports and read everything. And, you know, they haven't got off to a hot start swinging a bat. And their pitching hasn't quite gelled yet. You know, Archer's really good. He hasn't been himself the first two starts. That doesn't mean, you know, everybody knows he's good. I hope he doesn't figure it out against us. But they, a lot like us, they rely on their starting pitching. And just for the first go-around, sometimes you're just not quite ready to be in that midseason form. But they find a way every year to, you know, with their pitching, they get timely hitting, and you look up and they're in it.
I know it's the second go-around now. Kevin Cash, who's meant a lot to you as a player and coach, now the manager for Tampa Bay, the youngest manager in Major League Baseball. Are there players that you manage that you can look at and say, you know what, someday this guy could be a manager?
Well, with Cashy, I mean, I kind of knew when he was on that team in Boston that he, if I ever went somewhere else, or even that he would be a guy that could instantly go onto your major league staff and help. In fact, there was times when he was hitting that I wished he was a coach. But he's so special, and, you know, I think people saw him get this job so quickly, and they're like, man. But then when you spend 10 minutes with him, you know that he's kind of been practicing for this job his whole career. And the way he went about his business, whether it was an advanced scout, whether it was a backup catcher, whatever it was, helped prepare him for this.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and Rays coming up on the Indians Radio Network.